KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver.
Support comes from the 2023 Colorado Mahler Fest taking place from May 17th to May 21st, with performances of Mahler's Second Symphony, several song cycles, Act One of Wagner's Die Walküre, and more. Tickets and more information at mahlerfest.org.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Roots of Jazz right here on KGNU. We're going to focus on Pittsburgh artists tonight and doing an all-vinyl show. And we started yinz off with some Paul Chambers. He was part of the Walter Benton Quintet doing a tune called Azil, and you will find that on a Jazzland label release, 1960 pressing, and that pressing is called Out of This World. We recently lost Ahmad Jamal, and we're going to kick off the next set with a selection from his album, recently re-released on the Real label. I believe it was maybe last year, maybe 2021. Anyway, that album's called Live at Oil Can Harry's. And we're going to do a tune called Effendi. And DJ at KGNU.org or 303-442-4242 to reach us here in the Boulder studio. Thanks for joining us tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Looking for a way to make a larger contribution to your community radio station? When you donate your old car to KGNU, your gift reverberates through the airwaves on the Front Range and all across the globe on our streaming platforms. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR and a friendly operator will walk you through the donation process. Support independent commercial-free radio. That's 1-844-KGNU-CAR.
Thank you. This program is brought to you by the KGNU listener members and by the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra, performing with Devotchka on May 6th at Mackey Auditorium in Boulder. Tickets and information can be found at boulderphil.org.
Thank you.
This is KGNU's Roots of Jazz, and tonight we're focusing on Pittsburgh-born artists. Before I review that last set, I want to go all the way back to the top. We started off with the Walter Benton Quintet with Paul Chambers on bass, and Paul was born 1935, passed away 1969 from complications with tuberculosis. He was a double bass player, started out, I guess, with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. And even at the young age of 19, he was with the Miles Davis Quintet as a bassist. So I wanted to review a little bit of Paul Chambers, again, born in Pittsburgh in 1935. All right, getting back to that last set there. At the top, we had Ahmad Jamal, again, just recently passed away April 16th of this month. He was doing a song called Effendi, and that was off of a live album, Live at Oil Can Harry's, which is in Vancouver, British Columbia. He went to Westinghouse High School, for those familiar with the high schools in the Pittsburgh area. Story goes he practiced with a door open, hoping to get discovered, and I don't think he had anything to worry about getting discovered, that's for sure. And if you want to start out your collection with some Ahmad Jamal, I highly recommend checking out the album At the Pershing. Followed Ahmad Jamal up with a song called Status Quo. That was from Cliff Jordan, off of an album, Blowing In from Chicago, with Art Blakey on drums on that one. And I guess the claim to fame there in the mid-1950s with Horace Silver, they formed the Jazz Messengers, and the rest is history, as they say. And then completing that set, you had Stanley Turrentine with Tommy Turrentine. They were doing a song called Thomasville, and that's off of an album, Coming Your Way. Tommy was the older by, 6 years or so, and was a trumpet player. I think he got his start in the big band, Billy Eckstein's big band, while Stanley was starting out with Lowell Fulson's rhythm and blues band. And that was kind of a boppish 24-bar tune there, Thomasville. And yeah, I think that completes that. It is 8:34 here in the Boulder Air Room, and we've got time, 26 minutes or so for a few more tunes. I got some long songs just because they're the ones I like to play. So we're going to have Roy Eldridge coming up. But before that, if you want to keep up with the playlist kind of after the fact, check out afterfm.com. Again, we try to give you all the information we can here live while we're doing it, but just in case you're missing something, check out afterfm.com. And to reach us in the studio tonight, dj@kgnu.org by email, or give us a call, 303-442-4242. It is an all-vinyl show, so I'm pretty much on top of queuing them up, but if I don't get to the phone right away, that's what I'm doing, so... Again, as I said, next up, Roy Eldridge with the Coleman Hawkins All-Stars. Thanks for listening to Roots of Jazz tonight.
Support comes from the Roots Music Project, Colorado's community music incubator. Musicians, fans, and venues can connect to create a local music scene in Boulder and the Front Range, located at 4747 Pearl Street in Boulder. Tickets and information can be found at rootsmusicproject.org.
And that was Kenny Clark with my one tribute to 420 for today, a tune called High Notes. And you'll find that on an album called The Golden Eight. And that was a bunch of international musicians with Kenny Clark on that one from Belgium, Great Britain, Switzerland, the old Yugoslavia. Kenny Clark, born 1914 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, nicknamed Kluk. And in the early 1940s, he was the house drummer at Minton's Playhouse. And you'll find him also on some early Miles Davis recordings. Prior to that, you had Roy Eldridge, born 1911 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, nicknamed Little Jazz, small in stature but raucous playing. That tune was I Can't Believe You're in Love with Me, and that was off of an album, Colvin Hawkins All-Stars at Newport, 1957. Got to give a shout-out to Joy and Bill. They emailed in and joined the show. Thanks, Joy and Bill. And thanks to all the jazz fans out there. We got time for at least one more, maybe one and a half, something like that, before we got to turn it over. But again, this is KGNU's Roots of Jazz, all vinyl show with Pittsburgh artists, Pittsburgh-born artists tonight, so hopefully you enjoyed it. Again, if you haven't kept up with the playlist, check out afterfm.com, and you can get everything that we've gone over here in the last 45 minutes plus. And yeah. If you want to get a last-minute feedback in, dj@kgnu.org or 303-442-4242. Going to run out here with some Harold Bedders and maybe some Art Blakey if we have time for it. So, again, thanks for joining Roots of Jazz tonight, and have a great evening, and we'll see you next time, next month, third Thursday of the month, back here in May. Thanks again. Take care.
You're listening to KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. Thank you to Volleyball Paul for Roots of Jazz. Stay tuned now for Swing Shift, our swing music from Roger Hara out of the Denver studio.
Getting towed never felt so good. Whether it's dead, dying, or just dreadful, simply call 1-844-KGNU-CAR, and we'll make it easy for you to turn your unwanted vehicle into compelling content from people you know and trust in your community. That's 1-844-KGNU-CAR, and thank you.
Support comes from the Arts Hub, a cultural arts center offering arts education programming for all ages in Lafayette, Colorado. Now registering for summer camps for children ages 3 through 16 in theater, dance, music, and art. Registration information can be found at artshub.org/programs.
Hey, Roger at the microphone, bringing you an hour of swing music. Opening, as I usually do, with Swing Shift, my theme song from the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, an all-girl band. Bring a lot of fine rhythm to the world at the end of World War II. Yes, thank you, Sweethearts of Rhythm. All right. Tonight, I have decided it's going to be a night of gypsy swing, French swing, mainly because I had the good fortune last week to do an interview with a brilliant, lovely, lovely singer, Cyril M.A., I've got to be careful how to pronounce the name because it doesn't look like it ought to be pronounced that way. But her name is Cyril M.A., born of parentage French and Dominican Republic. And she grew up in a small town village actually outside of Paris where Django Reinhardt is buried. And she began her career doing gypsy swing, learning how to sing from gypsies. And she's gone on from there to carve out a lovely niche doing original music, gypsy swing, French songs, covers of traditional big band swing jazz songs. Anyway, I'll play an interview with her later, and she is going to be appearing at the Newman Center on the University of Denver campus May 19th. And stay tuned. Later on during the show, I will be giving away a pair of tickets to go see and hear her on May 19th at the Newman. So until then, I'm just going to do some Django Reinhardt, of course. Begin with his rendition of Royal Garden Blues, and then move into his minor swing song, and then close out with swing guitars. So here's a set from Django Reinhardt.